Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your patience. My name is Renato. I work with the investors for PDG. I'd like to welcome you to the conference of the second quarter and the first quarter for 2021 PDG results. Today, for the very first time, we are having this conference 100% as a webcast teleconference. This way, all participants will be able to send your questions through the webcast. And then at the end, we will have the Q&A. So as you can see on the right side of the browser, you will see an icon with the question button, and then you will be able to send your questions, your queries. So we have here Mr. Augusto Alves Reis Neto, CEO of PDG. I'd like to inform you that questions might also be sent after the conference. And we have ri.pdg.com.br. Before everything, I'd like to say that any queries that you might have, anything related to the businesses, operational goals, any other assumptions are for the board, or any other information are also available. So for the future considerations, we have risks and uncertainties that relate to future events. So it will also depend on circumstances that might or might not occur. For the investors, you might need to understand that factors might also affect the PDG performance that might lead to the results in future conditions. So now I'd like to give the floor to Mr. Augusto, who will begin the presentation. Please, Mr. Augusto, you can now proceed. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I hope you are well and taking care of yourselves at this time. I'd like to thank you for the participation in the PDG Results Conference call. And we will be talking about the second quarter of 2021 and the first quarter of 2021. Before heading to our agenda for today, I would like to briefly comment on our focuses of work for the first semester. Through the 6 months of the year, we focus on preserving the company's cash, in addition for caring for the maintenance of operations and preserving the health of our employees. So, reinforcing our teams and also improving the customer experience. So we have these focuses for the PDG strategy for this year, as we have this for our retaking process. And we have also observed, with the worsening of the pandemic, especially as for February, we continue to be very attentive to PDG's business in our market, and especially to the health of our team, respecting all preventive and protection measures recommended by public agencies and the civil construction sector, in addition to the measures, additional preventive measures adopted by the company itself. The advance of the vaccination is our guide in order for us to keep working properly. And considering that August we have new variants for the COVID-19, we are also promoting adequate care and preventive measures to avoid new contamination. Our team are actively working for suspicions or any other harm. And also we are taking preventive measures in order to prevent new contamination. We are also, together with the implementation of homework, we have shown positive results, as there were few cases of contamination by PDG employees since the beginning of the pandemic, and all of them are now recovered. This year, we have some scenarios, and also considering the market, the financial market. We have also observed deviations considering our basis scenarios and the consequences of the pandemic. We are focusing on our digital project. We want to digitalize. We have our digital journey project. This project also aims to digitalize and simplify various processes within the company itself through the improvement and development of new technological tools for carrying out daily activities and helping to improve the experience of customers, internal and external, with the PDG. In June, we also conclude an implementation project for the adaptation according to the new data protection law. We map out the new processes and systems for the mitigation of any harms and also impacts of the PDG. So today, PDG is in accordance with all the regulatory laws. So we will still be working, and not only our taking into account the legal requirements, but also we want to improve and increase our safety level, considering our investors, shareholders, and partners, and also stakeholders, because we want also to be a very safe company towards all of that kind of issue that might occur. And we also initialized a process for the customer service, which is going to be more agile. And we want also to be more closer to customers. So now, on this slide number 2, I'm going to talk about the executive summary with the highlights for the quarter. Then I will give you an update on the progress of the company's judicial reorganization plan. And finally, we comment on the operating and financial results for the period. So we have the executive summary, in which we have the following highlights. Our gross sales were 35 million in the first quarter 21, 40% above the amount registered in the fourth quarter 20. Recurring net sales, I will explain this point better on the next slides. They were 49 million, 37 above the amount recorded in first quarter 2000. The first quarter of 2021, we had 43 million of reais, 13% above considering the last year. And we are also having a very fast and agile process, and it's aligned with our sales process. In the second quarter, we were able to conclude the other project, and we had the conversion of the credits, in which we have 307 million until the end of first quarter 21. During the second quarter of 2021, we had a debt of 30 million, and we also had the conversion of the credits for the actions of the PDG. And we also reduced for 28 million. Since the beginning of our plan and our modernization, we had 600 million. And 88% of our net sales, considering the first quarter of last year. And 300 million, equivalent to 48.1 million shares. We are also seeking other improvements, considering our projects and works. So for the first quarter, we were able to read solutions, and we were able also to advance our projects. And also, consider all the customers for these projects, we were also able to reduce the passives of the company. And also, considering the two works of this semester, we also had a reduced cost. And also, we were able to launch a new company, and I'm going to explain more about it. So the next, our recovery plan is slide number 6. We have the debt that are restructured within the plan. During the second semester, our debt was 6%, as I've said. And even considering the conclusion of the increase of the capital and also the actions for the emission of the company. As I also commented, we also concluded in June, we had an increase of the capital for the credits, and that was already foreseen in our recovery plan. Just to remember that we also converted all the labor credits, class 1, and 3 and 4, that also opted for the conversion. For the increase of capital, after a long time, the company also had a controlling shareholder. So for this recovery process, it's extremely important for the company to have references. And as I've mentioned before, We have now defined, and it's not going to be related to the management of the PDG itself, but we want to promote or even perform other actions. Besides the increase of the capital, other amortizations and debts are still recurring as it is foreseen in our plan. Considering the semester, as I've mentioned, and reinforcing, we have our debt that was reduced by 28 million. And as I emphasized, since the recovery plan, the amortization of the debts have reached 618,000 million. We are also demonstrating the results of these sales. In the gross sales, we had a 32 million. Considering 2020, in the second quarter for this year, we had results of sales that is very positive considering our estimates, and also considering other markets. We are also having cash sales reached. In the second quarter, we had an increment in the SVO, which was our biggest VSO considering the last 4 months. And it's also important to emphasize that this excellent result, we had the reinforcement considering our commercial team and a well-designed strategy, which has a very good performance with products and customer excellence. The B2B and sales, it's above what we have been planning. We have 13.6 billion, and it's 16% of the gross sales. In this first 6 months of this year, we had 67 million considering the last months, considering the first months of the last year. And we also have the Meridiano project units. We had a volume which is 23 million. And disregarding this non-recurring event of the Meridiano sales, cancellations totaled 19. Our net sales, we have 48 million, 36% above considering the last semester. As I have been informing, our sales are 100% considering concluded products and also considering the effective sales process because we have a very short period of time. And then we also have a distract risk. On this line number nine, we have the general expenses. And the general expenses, and we had an increase of it. And this increase was due to the amount of the financial and legal procedures, which is also considering our process that was approved. In the 6 months of 2020, we had a negative balance due to taxes. And the 6 months of 2021, we had 38 million of expenses. As for our team, we increased our team of employees for 7%, and we also had very punctual hirings. Since the beginning of this year, we have reinforced our teams in a very strategic way, and we also reinforced our commercial team, our legal department, and our marketing director, and Renata Mello. We have a very strategic team dedicated who have a very large experience, and they are aligned to our values and our objectives. This way, we were able to see very good results, and we believe that a dedicated team is extremely important for our recovery process. And on slide number 10, after the second quarter, we had 1.6 billion, and this reduction was due to the sales of the two products for the second quarter. After the third quarter, the state of São Paulo, we had a large percentage of the stock, and our residual stock is 62%, and it's concentrated in projects, which demonstrates a very good point. As for Today we have 438, and 74% is located in the São Paulo, 64% of the project, and 52% of residential products. On the slide 11, 15, we have also the gross sales, 34 million due to interest rates. And we have 1 million and 83 million of debts. On the slide number 12, we show the result. I'm going to emphasize here the variations and the impacts of this period. And even considering the sales of lands and our net sales, we have a reflection of it. And our gross margin is 13%, 19% of increase, but a drop considering the first quarter of the year. A very important event is our independent auditors. We now have a very positive scenario, a very positive result considering PDG. That is a reflection that we are on the right pathway, and we are still seeking in order to reach a balance and have reliable processes for our projects. We are still seeking for other resources, and we have also launched a new financial process. And all the actions and new initiatives that we are having have led the independent auditing to provide their opinion towards this issue. So we had the PDD team for the preparation of the information and the control, which was extremely important for us to have a very safe scenario and have this alteration. I'm now going to mention about a very important highlight on the slide 14, which was the launching of our new project. 2018, we were to create this new project, and we decided to invest in a technological platform that is going to be for the PDG itself, more than 150,000 units delivered. And we were also able to have integrated and technological processes. So then we had a Verne, as I've said, in June, which consists basically, and its dimension to work with upon three fronts of goals: engineering and residential intelligence. PDG wants to have its recovery process and lead it to a very good position. We also have a business unit, and it is in accordance with our recovery plan, which is also according to our investment. On slide 16, we have the Verne and the collaboration, the point-to-point collaboration. Throughout the years, we had the opportunity to develop new intelligence and acquisition of new companies and organizations for Brazil, and the launching of more than 700 projects, the purchasing of new lands, territories, and R$19 billion, and also the recovery, the judicial recovery process was very important for us in order to find new solutions. And also to reinvent itself considering this new scenario and the maximization, the agility of the cash flow, management of our suppliers. And also, we also have been facing other issues. And all this process was conducted with an open capital company. And we have also very important roles and regulatory issues, but we are very transparent. And And the judicial recovery process had made the company to be more robust, and it has strengthened. We believe that Veli is very important for us, and that we have been putting our efforts. And I can't. We were also able to implement improvements and very good acquirements. We are also taking into account the pandemic and the inflation. But we are still seeing good results and good scenarios. We have 100% of our team home office, which hasn't impacted our operations. We were able to have new results, and we have a dedicated team who is non-stop working in order for this recovery process in a very efficient way. And we know that this is only the beginning of this recovery process. I would like to conclude now, and I would like to open for questions and answers. Thank you. Okay, the first question. Mario says, Mr. Augusto and your team, thank you for the results. Considering the increase of the inflation and the interest rate that was recently observed, do you see any risk to postpone the new launches of the company itself? Thank you for your question. I think that it's extremely relevant for our sector today. Yes, I believe that at this very moment, this uncertainty, the increase of expenses and costs, we know that this is very relevant for our business. And we are having tests, and we are re-evaluating our internal costs and trying to monitor the impact of all of that. But so far, I believe that we are going to have other questions in this matter, but we want to have the recovery, but we are also very attentive for this continuous increase. So yes, we see that there are risks, but it hasn't taken us to postpone it. Second question from Mario. The impact of DNAs, is it going to be recurrent by the end of this year? Mario, no. Actually, we have the incrementation of it, and we will have the maintenance. This is going to be in the same level. And as I've mentioned in the presentation, this is impacted according to the result of our assembly, and we also have costs and expenses. But this year, it's not a trend for continuity. And by the end of this year, we will be able to conclude it, to conclude the payment of all the expenses. So from the next year on, we want to decrease all these expenses. Okay, Bruno from Itaú. Good morning. Thank you for your presentation. Very clear. How do you estimate that the new company is going to impact the balance of the PDG? Hello, Bruno. Thank you for your question. Well, we don't have any expectation for this to happen in a short term. Well, in a very relevant way, I think that we might have an increment from next year or 2023. We are firmly working very in a very conservative way, and it's very substantial. However, in a very conservative way, we are not working upon short-term processes that it's going to be in a long term. Medium or long term? Thank you. Okay, next question from Bruno. What is the expectation in order for the company to leave the judicial recovery process? Well, we have concluded on the second year, the end of 2019. We had the due date, well, 2 years, and we are having expectation, and the company has been complying with all its obligations, and we have obligations. Our plan is, but we have expectation that this is going to happen this year. It's not only from the PDG side, but we also have the legal department that is up on this matter. So as for the obligations and the due date of it, this is going to happen, but it not only depends on the company itself. João Fran from Quasit. Good morning. Thank you for the presentation. To expect that this acceleration for the sales in the first quarter, do you think that this is going to be observed in the second semester? Well, yes, I believe so, João. I think that this is going to be kept. We have a very positive expectation towards this performance, as it's a very solid performance. It's not something that came from a very aggressive campaign or anything in this matter, but it's a result from a very strategic and designed, well-designed, and also a dedicated team project. So this is going to be kept through the year, but we also are taking into account the behavior of the market itself, and this is going to be kept through the year. And though we also have strategies, we are very confident that we are going to keep this performance by the end of this year and also for the next year if the economy scenario is kept as well. It's also about the macroeconomical scenario, but we also have uncertainties, and all of that brings a reflection to our market. But so far, we have been performing above the expectation and also for the second quarter. Thank you. There is another question from João. Congratulations for the two works for this quarter. And as for the solution, is there any solution for customers who have purchased properties in these areas? Yes. Every time that we provide a solution for the properties and all the customers who are awaiting for solutions, they are taking into account in this scenario, whether it's a sales, whether it's through any other process or any institution. So with customers, they are all part of the solution of the project. And the three, we have got three this year. And the customers, they were also part of the projects. So we have been working since the beginning, João, very strongly. And this is going to be a priority of the company, and until we are able to have a solution for the problem. But the customers, they also are aware of it. Rubens Garcia. Hello, good morning. Thank you. It seems to be very positive, even considering the RJ. As for the PDG, you mentioned that you reinforced some teams. Are you prepared to move forward with the new company and also the recapture? Yes, certainly. And the reinforcement of our team came from this strategy because we have had the commercial department. We increased the commercial department, and we believe that we have well, we have the same business, but on the other hand, we understand that we also need to have a focused teams And also a strategic and independent project. So once we designed it, we also took into account the new company. Once this new company, this new partner increases, then we will be able to implement and the teams, and then we will also be able to reach the new demand. Rubens Garcia, the FQR, what about the fund of it? Rubens, I'm not able to answer your question at this moment. The information, as it has been announced since the beginning, for the conversion order, the fund, since the beginning, we had formalized. There is no intention so far for the participation of the management process, and that hasn't been occurring, and the participation. So the interest is, well, we have an economical interest. I don't have any information for it, but everything depends on the recapture plan. But I see good perspectives. And new shareholders that might also work with us. But it's very important for us. And we are also reinforcing other works. And we are taking into account everything and whether everything is in accordance with our processes, but it's very relevant for us. So I see a very good scenario considering the RFQ fund. Next question, Carla. Good morning. Thank you for your presentation. Do you see any trend for the DNA of the company? Well, the DNA, consolidated DNA, no. As I've mentioned, our DNA is above our regular volume due to what I have mentioned before. But we will keep reinforcing the team and the resume process. So naturally, we will have an increment of the headcount, but nothing very expressive in the short term. That's going to happen once the operation of the company increases. But considering the expenses, and by the end of this year, we will be able to fulfill all the obligations. We will also have all the expenses decreased, and I believe that we will also be able to grow. Question from Carla: do you have any intention to launch or announce any new products for this new company, Verni? Well, no, Verni was not designed as an incorporation, but it's an altruist company organization, and our projects are within PDG. So we want to keep with our plan since we have designed it from last year. And Verni hasn't been designed to incorporate new projects. Next question from Ercílio Beni. Good morning. Thank you for your presentation and the results. Do you seek to move to other regions and also outside São Paulo state? No, at this moment, no, because this resume process, as you have been following in our in our discussions, we are taking into account very carefully, and we want to have a very well designed structure. But we also have a very wide expertise, and every time that PDG has been through this issue, and most part of the organizations, they had this, because the geographical diversity is an issue for this moment. So our focus is on São Paulo. So in a short or medium term, we don't have any expectation to have new launchings. Thank you, Augusto. Next question, Vladimir. Congratulations for this initiative and the business and the company. Is it possible to say whether and when do you intend to launch new enterprises? Vladimir, thank you for your participation and your question. Well, considering our planning, our 2021 planning, we are foreseeing for the last quarter, regardless of the company, of the market itself, and as I've been reinforcing, we are very carefully considering the risks. So for now, our expectation and our planning is to launch in the last quarter, the last 2 months of the year, as I've commented. We have our approval process, it is in the final phase. So soon it is going to be ready to launch. So it's difficult to assure that, because we have external variables. And even considering the economy, the increase of interest rate, materials, construction materials, and other expenses, because our resume process has to be very accurate. And we are trying to minimize any potential risks. Thank you, Augusto. Our next question, Marcio from XP. Thank you for the performance and the... As for the debts, is there any idea to transform it into actions for the beneficiaries? Hello, Marcio. Thank you for your question. Yes. I think that this is a solution. And it's very important for the company. Once we are able to improve the performance of the company, consequently, the numbers will improve. And the new model is going to be more attractive for the creditors. So I believe, I strongly believe in this new process. And it's a leverage for the conversion model. It's very healthy for the company itself, as well as for the current shareholders. Process. And in the long term, it's going to be even more important. Okay, last two questions. So if you'd like to ask any other question, feel free, okay? So, last two questions from Michael Jefferson, Caterpillar Brasil Limitada. What about this 60% of dropped, considering the June? Is it the, considering the creditors, how would you explain about it? Michael, thank you very much for your question. We have been following this movement, and I think that it has been influenced by the sales pressure. We see a volume, an increase of volume for actions, However, I also believe that this is also related to the market itself in general. Once we see other organizations, we also see this movement or this draft. Pro, they left, but the key is the market so far, considering our assessment. One more question from Michael. The inflation data and the political risk for of the country, can it not be good for the PDG results? Michael, objectively, I think for the third quarter, I'm more concerned considering the scenario of the third quarter or next year or even by the end of this year, because our market is extremely dependent of the macroeconomical and the political scenarios. And every time that we have a volatility and uncertainties, that all brings impact. We see interest rates increasing, and all of that affect our market. So on the other hand, I think that this reflection is not going to be very fast. Selic interest rate is increasing, and we also see an increase of the real estate credit. So, yes, we might have an impact, but is it going to be for the fourth quarter or even next year because we have the elections and many things might happen. But for now, we don't see anything concrete. Thank you. Last question. Cecilio Amaral, Beni. Do you have any expectation for new launches for 2022? Well, Ercílio, our expectation, we foresee for the next year two new projects. We don't have any. Well, we have an internal planning and we have been working with assumptions in this matter. However, we might also have alterations. But so far, we are going to have one launching this year and two the next year. Thank you, Augusto. We don't have any other questions. I'm going to hand over to you for your final considerations. Thank you, Renato. Thank you, everyone. I think that, as I've said, this quarter was extremely important for us. We also have had uncertainties because of the pandemic, but we also last year was essential for us in order to reach another level this year. And I think that the performance, considering the operational, the structure, the team, all of that is a foundation for our resume process. We are very optimistic. We are quite content with our team. We have the alignment of values, which is key. And undoubtedly, we will be able to comply with all the expectations our shareholders, creditors, and we will be able to provide the benefits since 2017, since we had the judicial issue, but now we are also having the restructure process. Thank you very much. Stay safe. See you in our next call for the third quarter. Thank you very much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now being closed. See you in the next webinar.